the corner of my eyes, I saw this creature, which was over 6 foot tall, with feathers. It just looked like a giant bird, but yet a man. And it was standing with its shoulders and then its neck down like this. I just couldn't imagine what I was seeing and panicked. And when I tried to run, I couldn't.
Matt, you're going first, by the way.
Oh, hey, everybody. This is Mothboy Matt.
This is Mothboy Michael.
And this is your boy.
Sir Tums-a-lot.
I'm gonna chew this Tom before I say my name.
Yeah. Good.
Yum, dude.
One of those rock hard ones.
Yeah. Are those the assorted flavors or the original?
Yeah.
Oh, and this is Jake.
And this is...
And this is Moth Boys, a podcast on cryptids, conspiracies, and the unknown. Unknown.
And they are the smoothie assorted fruit, Matt.
Oh, those are good ones. Nice. Those are good, yeah.
It feels like candy.
Yeah, you just eat like candy.
Yeah, really. On Halloween, I ran out of candy, and I just started dumping like two Toms into kids'
two Lucy's. I went to the doctor recently. I was having stomach issues, and my doctor's like, okay, what are your eating habits? And I was just like, well, I eat plenty of pizza and Little Debbie's Christmas tree snack cakes.
And hot sauce.
And hot sauce. And then I said I also drink Pepto-Bismol mixed with some Tums crushed on the in the drink. And he's like, that might do it, you know?
Interesting.
I went to my doctor and he's like, Jake, I'm gonna sit you down. I'm afraid to tell you something. You might be shocked.
Mm-hmm. I got the bad case of loving you. That's exactly what he said.
I went to the doctors recently and
he said, no, my doctor. Okay, let me get to my really bad punchline because I'm very excited.
I got a good one too. So
he said, go ahead. Your body is 50% McRib. 50% human. And your bloodstream is McDonald's barbecue sauce.
The barbecue
McRib,
sauce
now back at limited McDonald's.
The barbecue sauce.
Okay, so Michael,
replaced...
what did the doctor say to you?
Wait,
the doctor said to me,
the doctor, the fucking barbecue sauce, the barbecue sauce replaced all of the water that Jake's body is made from. They just replaced it. Okay, right. Mike, what did the doctor say to...
Well, my doctor sat me down and he told me no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. Hey!
I have a child, guys. Come on.
That's a good one.
A middle-aged child.
He's like 50 now, Mike. He's not a child.
He's older than I am somehow.
Yeah.
That doctor that Mike went and saw, he was his kid.
It was,
and he sang the song to me. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Daddy, remember when you sang this song to me?
Oh, Matt, by the way, real quick.
Yeah, Matt's back.
You disappeared. So how's it going, dude?
Yeah, it was really, really dramatic.
I was happy to have you back. I was floating around space, and I was like,
you got abducted,
checking out. Yeah, I got abducted. And I got abducted by Indrid Cold. I guess he came down.
What?
He came down into my room and, you know, he's like, Matt, I know about you. Like, you're a great investigator.
That's insane.
I know all about your life. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
He loves the podcast. And he's like, hey, do you want to come like chill with me in space? Because like you're the best investigator out there. And I said, yeah, of course.
Did you go to Lanulos? Did you go up to Lanulos with him?
I did.
Okay. Cool.
I went there and dude, it's so great. Nacho Cheese Falls.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everyone party rocks.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just kind of, it's like cool or whatever, you know? It's just a cool
and
place.
You know he's not making it up because
no, that's real. Oh,
that's statistically proven to be true.
Right. And they walk around naked up there, I heard too.
And they walk around naked. Indrid Cold came to me and said, "Mothboy Matt, you're a great investigator and I know your work. Keep doing what you're doing on Earth. And I'll be with you."
Wow. Okay. Up
in the space.
It's almost like a Jesus type thing, kind of.
Like. See, like, what Mike and I saw was pretty terrifying. Like, yeah, Indrid Cold, like, was he like pranking you? Was he like wearing a Halloween costume or
that
something?
That was horrifying.
Because it looked more like the alien from Signs, is what I saw.
It did, yeah, it did.
Was he like just in a costume?
This is it. There was multiple aliens. Some you may not have seen, but those were just his cousins and his brothers. Goofing off. They went down to your local Walmart. They picked up some alien costumes and then decided to abduct me. It's just goofy stuff.
They got Mike and I.
They scared the shit out. You were gone for weeks. We just presumed you were dead, honestly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I saw my grave actually.
So
tastefully done.
I was very confused when your Instagram was still posting, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So you were.
Well, they got 5G up in the space.
Scheduled post.
Yeah. They got 5G.
Bro, watch out for 5G.
Wow. They have 6G.
And I came back, visited my own grave, which was interesting. People are like, man, we thought you had died. Mm. And then I was like, get out. What did you bury? And they just said my Star Wars toy collection.
You don't want to know.
My plushie Star Wars collection. So,
and we opened up all the box, all the action figures. We opened them out of their original packaging.
Yeah,
I know. And you guys didn't.
So your collection's worth nothing now.
Zero.
That one day, maybe those will be worth a few bucks. You didn't think about that.
Well, here's the thing. We buried your Star Wars toys, and we also buried another thing. We buried the Dragons episode of Mothboys.
I believe
that's what we buried that too, along with
I forgot.
Your, along with
you know the weeks that
unfortunately,
I've been
gone, I think it's back from the dead too.
You want to know something? I forgot Mike was funny.
What?
You know what I mean? Like he's a joker. Uh-huh. That one.
You would forget that. You know?
It's, yeah,
I'm sure Indrid Cold. He has a nice wit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Indrid Cold's like on a Carlos Mencia level. So, like, I can understand why you wouldn't think Mike's funny.
Right. I like Carlos Mencia. I'm a fan, you know, so. But what else is up, Matt? You came back. You had to get situated in your real life reality, get your job back. But what else is going on?
Nothing
I think the
really.
You told me the first thing you did was get tickets to that new Godzilla movie as soon as you got back.
Oh, yeah. And then you bought Godzilla tickets to see Minus Godzilla. One.
Yeah.
Godzilla Minus One. I'm super stoked on that. It's I'm seeing it the 30th and at a pre-screening. Yeah, well, no big deal.
Importance. Importance.
That's what you get when you're Mothboy Matt, baby.
You say that was November 30th?
Yeah.
I'm so excited that on November 30th, Dragons are back on the big screen.
Just dragons?
Godzilla, my favorite dragon. He's back on the big screen.
That's good. Will Godzilla be in attendance himself? Because it's so important, it sounds like.
Yeah. Yeah, Godzilla will be in attendance. Shin Godzilla will be in attendance to see...
All versions of Godzilla.
All
Baby
Godzilla.
Baby Godzilla. Sweet. Cool, man.
What about the Austin Powers and Gold Member version of Godzilla?
I can't... Is there a Godzilla in that?
Yes.
What?
You could talk. You can watch yourselves. And find out.
There was one in that John Cusack movie, One Crazy Summer. I know that.
Oh yeah, there was one, and Bobcat Goldthwait played it, and he got a cigar in the mouth.
Yep, it's hilarious. It's really funny.
That sounds like my kind of film.
You would love it, Jake.
Anything with cigar smoking is pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh my god!
So while he's doing whatever, Jake, what do you? Oh.
Godzilla is in Gold Member.
What do you?
But he looks like the lizard from Rampage.
Very cool. All right, Jake, what have you been up to, dude?
Just been working like a man.
Maniac.
A maniac.
Man on fire.
Like Denzel Washington?
Yes, man on fire. So
that's cool. Okay.
I work 16-hour days.
Okay, fun.
I sleep 4 hours a day. Mm-hmm. And then with the other 4 hours, I watch the hit sitcom Reba, starring Reba McEntire.
Classic. Classic.
Nice.
And nice. I've learned so many life lessons about how being a single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops. Mm-hmm. Just so many lessons about how spirituality and just being an honest to God single parent just can really just inspire a generation of people.
Yeah, that's nice, dude.
Yeah, that is.
You're
really
getting
nice.
A new apartment too. I mean,
yeah, but I don't.
You know, that's not real.
Yeah, I want to be considered a Buffalo guy still, so I don't want people to know.
Okay, sorry.
I'm moving to the suburbs because I'm afraid of the city. You heard it here first. I got my American flag, camel American flag shirt.
You ready to go? There's that meme, the conservative guy that's scared of the city.
Yeah, that's me. I'm the conservative guy who's afraid of the big city.
You got to put a Punisher sticker on your car.
Bro, oh, why put a Punisher sticker when you can just get a Punisher like car detail?
Right, which is sick. Right?
I have a whole detailed car. Mm. It's a Punisher, but are you ready for this? And one of the eyes of the Punisher,
right?
Blue Lives Matter flag.
What? Mm-hmm. You just blew my mind. Whoa, that's good. I mean, you're both living very adventurous lives right now, so that's cool.
Yeah, what about you, Mike?
I don't know. Just Reba. That's the most important thing to me.
Cheers, Jake. I love Reba. That's good. You're learning your lessons.
If anybody likes Reba, let me know what your favorite episode is, and I'll compare notes.
Let me know in the comments if you enjoy Reba as much as Jake.
Hit that like and subscribe button.
Yes.
So on the past episodes, our Halloween episodes, I have forgotten to mention that me and Andrew from the Flatwoods Monster Museum went and found Gray Barker's headstone in Braxton County. Cool. We were looking for that, and we went and found it. It was in the middle of the woods. It's insane. You have to walk like a half mile into the woods, and you have to go through somebody's property, and it's like a farm, and there's animals everywhere. And like, so we walked back there, and we were just checking it out, and like, it was cool. It's like in the middle of the woods. It's like a cemetery right in the middle of the woods, but we found his cemetery or his gravestone. And that was pretty cool. His parents, Gray Barker's parents, are there too. But I noticed that everything was like overgrown and stuff. So I was like, this sucks. Like, nobody takes care of it because it's in the middle of the woods, you know, and all of his family's old. So nobody's taking care of it. So I went back up with a weed whacker and a hand clipper, and I took care of the weeds. So they're all cool. Gone. So that felt good cleaning out. I've never cleaned out a cemetery before. That's a new check.
Mike, how old are you?
62. No.
62 years old, and you finally had your first honest day of work. Ever.
I did.
Mm-hmm. Very proud of you.
Mm-hmm. My back was hurting. I don't know how people do it. I don't know.
I bet you have like hardened hands now. Like,
yeah,
you should see a laborer. Him. Yeah.
Yeah, real labor. Hard
they used
work.
To call you Mikey Soft Hands. So they did. I'm nervous. I'm nervous now.
Right.
So how long
that was
did
cool.
it take you to do that?
To walk in there, or what?
Just to clear it out.
So the first day I went on Saturday, and that took me about 4 hours. I spent 4 hours up there clearing it out. And then I went back on Sunday to finish up a little bit. There's still more work that needs to be done. So I spent about 5 hours altogether getting most of it. And, you know, I was clearing brush and like all the weeds and stuff. I was like finding new headstones. It was wild. Like you were just Whoa. Like, it's weird. It's weird. So, but yeah, it was really interesting. So that's what I've been up to. I mean, my baby's doing good. He's kicking ass. He's
college professor.
College professor now. He works at Harvard.
Doctor. Yeah, he's
he
a doctor.
Teaches. He's actually a drama. He works in drama. It wasn't. Oof. You know, it's not the best. He teaches drama. Yeah,
he teaches doctors.
He teaches doctors drama
school.
Yeah, the clown college. Yes.
Yeah. Have you ever seen those people in Grey's Anatomy? He specifically teaches those people how to be doctors and actors.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's kicking ass. My wife's. Everybody's good. My family's good. Guys, thanks for asking. I really appreciate it. What's the episode today?
I don't know how he had time to research an episode.
I don't know either, but he did it.
Yeah, I just got back, which is wild.
Literally minutes before we record this.
Yeah, I'm just getting back. I still got jet lag. So we're going to be covering this like crazy legend called the Knuckle of V. And it's from...
The Knuckle Puck?
Did you just really make a reference to that fucking that band. Is Knuckle Puck still a band?
No, I made a reference to the Knuckle Puck that Kenan Thompson does in D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, no, we did do no that. That's right.
That the band that, yeah. made reference to.
Oh, the movie. Oh, so gotcha. He's doing the movie.
Yeah. I'm doing a reference to the movie. I'm taking the rip. Yeah. The band.
Knuckle Punch?
They're still going. They're in Knuckle Puck, the new album. I would say the new album's pretty good. Sounds like one song sounds like Under Oath. I highly recommend it.
That's sweet. Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
But I was making a reference to D2, The Mighty Ducks.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. So,
Zigoli.
Yes. So Celtic folklore is filled with dangerous and terrifying creatures. This creature is a curse. A curse, I say, upon humanity.
Oh, boy.
Fortunately.
Jake just peed his pants.
A Celtic curse? I don't fuck with that.
Fortunately, this demon only roams the Northern Isles of Scotland. So,
top
of the morning.
Not Buffalo, New York.
That's sad. My mom loves Scotland, so she's going to be very terrified of this. Sorry, Mom. We're about to ruin Scotland for you.
Sorry, Mama.
It's me, the Scottish. That's a good one. That was a good impression.
That was a good impression of Mike Myers doing a Scottish accent. Like, it's So I Married an Axe Murderer. He plays his dad with a Scottish accent, and it's just sort of a mixture of Shrek and Fat Bastard. So your impression was not a good Scottish accent, but it was a good Mike Myers Scottish accent.
Yeah, yeah. Which I kind of like better. Even
I think it's better. Yeah. Oh, it takes more talent. Anybody can do a normal Scottish accent.
Yeah.
Right. Don't get
it. It takes genius. Like me. So the Nuklavi is described as a skinless horse with a fleshless human attached to its back, completely melded together. So it's just like half a fucking human just like plopped onto the back of a horse.
That's straight out of hell. That's straight out of hell, bro.
Yeah. The mouth of the human part is always like open and its head is kind of tilted back, but the mouth like spews out a stench that wilts crops and sickens livestock.
Dude, this guy knows how to party.
Its arms are long and drag on the ground as the like horse is riding, so it's got loose head and its arms drag on the ground.
So it's just like a bobblehead when it's riding.
Yeah, it's like a fucking bobble. It's the bobblehead of cryptids.
The cursed Celtic bobblehead.
Yeah,
that's good.
The knuckle. I don't know.
Almost every single problem that befell the islanders, from droughts to blights, was blamed on the Nuklavi. Most island folk would not even mention its name in fear of a curse or worse, a visit from the monster.
Or, hear me out, they weren't saying the name because they don't know how to pronounce it correctly.
Right. They're like, this
is a huge possibility.
Oi, mate, this was really hard to say. Let's just whisper it to each other. Rise up, lights.
That's good.
Rise up, lights.
So its name means devil of the sea, although it's only when the Nuklavi is ashore that it spreads its terror. During the summer, it's held back by Mithr, which is a water entity that gave birth to the demon and is the only one who can control it.
It's his mother. Then.
It's the mom.
His mother.
Mithr the mother.
As her strength wanes with the spread of autumn, the monster can come ashore. So during the autumn and winter's month, the Nuklavi is actively hunting for victims. Because the other time, mom grounds him and keeps him in his room for, the summer. The thing that will drive off the Nuklavi is fresh water. The other fear of the Nuklavi is the smell of burning seaweed. The smell of burning seaweed will anger the Nuklavi, sending it into a fit of rage. It will then target cattle to kill after it smells the burning seaweed.
Dude, okay. It gets...
This is a monster from the sea.
Yeah.
Maybe seaweed is like his like pet.
Right.
And
yeah,
or so maybe we burn his pet.
Yeah.
He kills our
pet
cows. Could be. Cattle.
Maybe maybe his mother's hair is
Hammurabi's.
Maybe his mother's hair is made of seaweed, and since he's got like really bad mom issues, like he just take like serial killers here, they got mom issues and then they just like kill people. What if he's kind of the same way?
So this dude just runs through the fields and like the sheep squatch, like medium-sized branches, he just smashes through cows like one by one in the fields.
He just punches holes through cattle.
Yeah.
I hate to say it,
yeah,
but if Reba was his mom, I don't think any of this would have happened.
None of this nonsense. Would happen. Okay.
No. She would have controlled it with sass, wit, and a little bit of love.
So, to be honest, though, this thing has really only been seen by one person that has survived.
So, wait, you said this thing, it's a water Pokemon, right?
Yeah, it's a water Pokemon.
It only
comes
out in the fall.
Okay, that's good to know. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a water Pokemon.
It's a Pokemon podcast now. You're welcome, everybody.
Jeez.
We're Yeah.
Anyways.
I quit. I'm a Digimon guy, so.
I'm a Yu-Gi-Oh guy, so I get that. Digimon was way cooler.
Matt has the heart of the cards. He's a Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yu-Gi-Oh fan.
So, late one night, and no doubt after a few shandies, as they say in the Isles, top of the morning, an islander called Tomas, and it's spelled that way. It's not Thomas.
Tomas.
Yeah. It's Tomas.
Sounds fake.
Oh, it's Tomas. No, Tomas is a very Scottish name. Yeah,
it's T-A-M-M-A-S. Tomas.
Oh, it's Tamas.
Tamas.
Tomas is T-O-M-A-S.
Tomas. Tamas. 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 Tamas was walking home by the light of a bright moon. He reached a section of the path with the sea on one side of him and a little freshwater lock on the other when he suddenly stopped in his tracks. Something was moving towards him up ahead. Tamas thought it was somebody on horseback, but as it got closer, he started to realize it was far, far too big. Whatever it was, he had that cold dread down his back that told him it wasn't good. But with water on both sides of him,
so I understand.
Yeah, constant fear, living in constant.
Even when great things are happening, it's just a constant sweat. You know,
When's it all going to drop? Yeah. When's the facade going to drop and my shitty existence come to fruition again?
So this dude drank a bunch of shandies.
Now Tamas.
Tamas. So he drank a bunch of shanders.
Mm-hmm.
Drank a bunch of shanders, and now he's walking by the ocean, and there's a horse with a naked, fleshless man flopping about on the horse coming towards him.
Well, we don't know that yet.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm just guessing.
But I have a feeling you're right.
I have a feeling that might be right. Yeah.
Tamas had nowhere to go but backwards, and there's no chance he was turning. No chance he was turning his back to this monster. He stood his ground and said a little prayer. He said a little prayer for you. And.
That's bad.
As he began to make out the horrible figure of the Knuckle V before him, it was a strange hybrid of a man and horse, seemingly fused together. The head of the man was enormous, with a mouth sticking out like the snout of a pig. So his like mouth was like pushed out a little bit like a snout.
What if this is awful?
I nominate Knuckle V for People's Sexiest Man of the Year 2023. They gave it to Patrick Dempsey, McDreamy. Oh, God. I'm going Knuckleby.
Yeah, Knuckleby all the way.
Yeah, sexy.
It had arms so long that it could reach the ground without even bending over. The wide mouth of the horse's head was sneering at him while steam belched out of it. The horse's single red eye stared right into him like fire. So the horse part has just one eye in the center.
I don't know if I feel, I'm like,
I know that wasn't
equally feel bad, but also terrified of this description.
This is awful.
Right.
But each one you describe, I'm like, ah, but if I see it in the dark, I'm like, ooh.
Oh.
Tamas watched as the red raw flesh writhed as if this creature had been turned inside out.
Oh man. You just keep going. It keeps getting worse.
Yeah. Even in the dim moonlight, he could make out the black blood pumping through its veins.
What the fuck?
Tamas's eyes kept moving over the beast. Stuck fast with fear as it steadily walked towards him. The head of the human-esque part of the monster was rolling around like it was going to fall off at any moment. That cold dread down his back had turned to pure ice, and Tamas was shaking like a leaf. The only thing he knew was that
shit in his pants.
He was shitting his pants.
He was at least pissing him. He was drunk already.
Yeah,
so.
I mean, like, yeah.
The only thing he knew was the Knucklevy couldn't stand fresh water, so he forced his legs back towards the lock. As Tamas stood awaiting his fate, the horse had lowered down in line with his. Its vast jaws opened up like a terrifying yawn, and a hot stench filled the nose. Huge arms swung down to grab the terrified man, but he instinctively stepped back into the lock, splashing one of the horse's legs. The beast let out a terrible, horrible, thundering snort as it stepped away from the water. Nice. That was a good one. We haven't done sound effects in a while. Jake, bringing it back.
Thank you. Now that the actor strike's over, I can do my acting again.
Right.
The swooping hands just missed, dragging Tamas with them. He saw his chance darting past, and with fear serving like a rocket up his backside, Tamas legged it along the edge of the lock. He knew there was a little river ahead, and if he could make it that far, then the Knucklevy wouldn't dare follow. But he wasn't there yet, and the monster was hot on his heels. He could hear snorting and roaring behind him like a storm on his tail. Just as he reached
this is scary.
just as he reached the river, he felt more than saw the long swinging arms coming for him and dove right into the water. Waiting to the other side, Tamas looked back to see the Knucklevy screeching on the other bank. As he panted for breath, he saw the only thing he had lost was his bonnet, hanging from the enormous arms of the Knucklevy.
So he lost his hat.
He lost his hat, is all.
So hear me out real quick, you guys.
Yeah.
Hear me out. So what if it ends, what if this whole story, he jumps in the water, and then he's in the water, and he looks up, and it's just his goddamn wife running after him. Where have you been all night, Tamas? Where have you been?
I thought you were playing poker with the mates.
Yeah, what happened?
G'day, wife. I've just been playing poker and drinking shandies down by the pub.
And she's like, now you have to come home and have sex with the Knucklevy.
My Knucklevy.
See, that's okay. Good. That's classic.
That was pretty good, Jake. Is that it? Is that it, Matt? Is that the case of the Knucklevy?
Yeah. Yep. That was the only reported sighting.
But other people have seen it and died.
Yeah.
That's the only recorded sighting of this creature. But again,
okay,
he's the only living witness to it. Right. How many dead have encountered this? Who knows?
There's more mysterious deaths in Scotland than any other country or whatever.
Do you know how many deaths there have been of just like mutilation and turning inside out?
No, how many?
Like most deaths in Scotland are people being found turned inside out, fleshless.
Yeah, okay. Their hearts were in a blender.
Yeah.
So, boys, real or fake? What are you thinking, Jake?
I have some questions. Isn't it from the water? Wasn't it at one point called the Devil of the Sea? So why is it afraid of fresh water if it can come from the water?
Because it was born in the sea. It doesn't like the salt, Jake. It irritates his fucking skin. Okay.
Was the sea a salt water?
Well, it's like when teenagers want to run from their hometowns. You know what I mean? They don't want to be there anymore. You know what I mean? You know?
Yes. I don't know.
I think.
But I guess it's real, and okay. I'll just go real, and I'm going to make a Jay Leno joke.
Okay, go ahead.
The Knuckle V, they call it the Devil of the Sea. I'm not afraid of no Knuckle V because because I eat chicken in the sea tuna.
Wow.
No respect. I was like,
devil of the sea. Devil of the sea.
That's joke of the episode.
Is this something I'm supposed to be afraid of or something I'm going to buy at the supermarket?
All right. So you think it's real, Matt? What do you think?
I think it's real as fuck. And I think Tamass
even everything
was
contradicts very, everything.
I think Tamass was very lucky to get away from this thing by hopping in the lock, which happened to be the lock where the other guy lives. Lochness.
The creature.
The Loch Ness monster.
Yeah, the
Locky, the Loch Ness monster.
I think it's real. I mean, it's
soon to Peacock.
I think it's like, I think his mother, I think it's mother Merlin. It was Merlin, right?
Merlin? Mither.
Yeah, Merlin.
Reba.
It's Reba.
Reba.
What was it? Mirther?
She's everyone's mom. Mither.
Mither. Mither the mother. She should have had better control of her kids, in my opinion. That's, you know, I'm a parent, mm-hmm. and I'm not, you know, I don't like to judge other parents, but I think mm-hmm. maybe she should have had it locked down a little bit tighter. Get control of your weird, turned inside out kid. You know, he sucks. People don't like him. Mm-hmm. I think he's real, though. He's out there. He's just being a nuisance. mm-hmm. And his mother just doesn't, she's lost. She doesn't know
what
to
do. When did this Tomas encounter happen? Tamass, I mean.
I think it was the late 1800s.
Are you trying to find his picture, Jake?
Oh, yeah, I did. I found his picture. And
I found his high school yearbook picture. He was on the wrestling team.
I was about to say, he got voted most likely to be chased by a Knuckle V.
Nice, that's cool. How'd they guess that?
His classmates nailed it.
Yeah, they did. They killed it. That's awesome.
What did you get voted for in high school?
I got mostly uniquely dressed.
Girls' pants.
I just wore girls' pants and silk flame shirts.
Matt was emo as hell, dude. Hell yeah,
I was
dude.
Emo.
I was most popular, most funny, most jacked, most hilarious, most handsome. Wow.
Sounds like you're just making up.
I can keep going.
I got it most likely to shit his pants in PE.
No, Jake, it wasn't that. It was most likely to shit his pants trying to climb the rope in PE.
It's like my hands are bleeding from rope burn, and they're just dookie hanging out. My little short shorts, because I only wore short shorts when I was in gym.
Just trying your hardest. You keep jumping.
Oh my god. That's so fucking gross.
So, Yo, Jake, so we have any reviews?
No, no one likes us. Sweet. We did break record numbers last month.
Did we? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
do you have the numbers or are we just record numbers?
I'll just say it was record numbers.
Just a ton.
We have a ton, and we're each month we're getting more and more listeners, so I appreciate that. Thanks, everybody. Should leave 5-star reviews, though, so we can read them on the show.
Yeah, read them. That's what we do. We read them out loud. We like doing that.
I appreciate the listeners, but...
we don't have reviews.
But if they don't leave the review, then I just assume it's my mom listening to us on multiple different devices. She's like, when I go to Walmart, I put it on all the computers.
That's pretty cool, actually. That would freaking rock. Yeah, that'd be good. All right, everybody, I guess till next time.
Yeah,
we'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm a survivor.